gossip for half of London, but you didn't see fit to tell them? It's your news to share, not mine, Naomi rejoined. What news? Isabel interjected. I've always been glad to share happy news, Lily continued peevishly, even if it is not my own. But it seems Lady Naomi does not view my news as anything worth rejoicing. And really, she scoffed, I can't fault her, not now.
Come now. Aunt Janine leaned over to pat Lily's knee. It will all work out, my dear, you'll see.
Isabel huffed in frustration. Will someone please tell me what is going on? Her voice rose over the other women's, drawing all eyes to her. Lily, I think you'd best illuminate us. Fortifying herself with a sip of tea, Lily met Isabel's worried expression. I have been married these past 2 months. The worry evaporated from Isabel's eyes as a smile replaced it. Why, that's wonderful news, she exclaimed.
My congratulations, Marshall added. This is indeed joyous news.
His gaze drifted from Lily to Isabel and back again.
I find the institution agrees with me most excellently.
Lily couldn't help but share her friend's joy. She was truly happy that they had found their way back to one another after the disastrous divorce that should have alienated them forever. Isabel's hand covered Lily's. But tell us the name of your groom, my dear. I am in such suspense. Lily set aside her tea before answering. My husband is Ethan Helling, Viscount Thorburn. Isabel stared at her blankly for a second, while Marshall sputtered on his tea.
Thorburn, he croaked.
So, Isabel started, rallying from her shock. So you are the Viscountess Thorburn. That's wonderful, Lily, truly. Her voice trailed away as she apparently couldn't bring herself to utter any more empty compliments. Lily's cheeks burned, and hot tears stung the backs of her eyes. Her friends were shocked at her marriage, appalled even. And what would Isa say if she knew I loved the man? She must think me the most foolish female who ever lived.
Thorburn,
Marshall repeated. His vocal cords recovered from their clash with his beverage.
But he's not at all. That is what they say. He's so very much...
Marshall, stop, Isabel gently ordered. She scooped up Lily's hands and kissed them. Can't you see we're distressing her? Lily, if you're happy, then I'm happy too. Her friend's kindness was her undoing. Lily's chin quivered. But I'm not happy.